What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She unveiling a new album? Is she, like, are they getting engaged? What's going on in this thing? Last night around, 7 o'clock or so, they announced that she's coming on the podcast with a clip. This clip, by the way, teasing it.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS
yep.
on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12!
Yeah.
So that was the clip about the album. We can get there in a second. There was another clip where they announced she was coming on the show.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
So tomorrow night, Taylor Swift, who like never does podcasts, is going on New Heights with Jason and Travis. Obviously, they already recorded the episode, but we'll all get to watch it for the first time and listen to it for the first time. And then, yes, as you heard from the first clip, she also announced she's got a brand new album that's coming out, her 12th album. And she announced it on their podcast. That is going to
be,
Cody, that is going to be one of the most downloaded podcasts and viewed YouTube videos ever. I'm not saying it's not going to break the YouTube record because there's some big ones. Podcasts, though, she's got a shot. They've got a shot.
I would honestly at this point be stunned if that is not the most listened to podcast episode of all time. And honestly, was this her idea? Whose idea was this? Because I don't think you as Travis can request that. You know she's working on an album. You know it's coming out soon. You guys are in a relationship. You're fully aware of the things that are taking place inside her music stuff. That's cool. But you can't just be like, yo, want to announce the album on my podcast for the first time ever that you show up on it as a guest? Because that is maybe the single biggest boost a podcast. And that podcast is already one of the most popular ones on the planet.
They got a $100 million deal.
But it's like, it's already one of the most popular ones on the planet. The fact that Taylor Swift is going to unveil the cover art for her brand new album and use their platform to help promote the fact that she has a brand new album as one of the most popular artists on the planet. My God, Travis's life is just
a hell of a
different.
Week.
It's just different.
It's a hell of a life that he lives. But no, I was looking up just because I'm with you that there's a chance it could break a record, if not come
really
close.
Could.
If you were looking just on YouTube views, this is where I don't think there's any way they'll be number one, okay? I mean, like, there's some of these you'll listen and you'll be like, okay, there's no way they're breaking these, but how close can they get? Podcast-wise, they could do 90, you know, they could get to a number that matches some of these. But for YouTube, the most YouTube views right now, State Funeral of Queen Elizabeth, 4.1 billion, okay? It's not going to have 4.1 billion views, okay?
I don't think so.
Michael Jackson's memorial service had 2.5 billion views. It's not going there. The Funeral of Princess Diana, 2.5 billion viewers as far as on the clip.
Sensing a theme.
The Live Aid concert from 1985, 1.9 billion viewers. CMG Spring Festival Gala, 1.1 billion. State Funeral of John F. Kennedy, 300 million. Apollo 11 moon landing, $650 million. O.J. Simpson verdict, $150 million U.S. viewers. Wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton, 122.
A lot of royal family stuff.
Super Bowl halftime show, LIX, from this past one. So this was Kendrick Lamar. Had $133 million.
Well,
so,
like, I mean, he did publicly call someone a pedophile, so that tracks.
I guess what I'm getting at is I don't think they're going to make the top 10 of all-time YouTube views. Podcasts are going to be in top 5. Because that to me, is way more achievable. You could get, you know, for example, Joe Rogan with Elon Musk had 69 million YouTube views. You can get to that number, I think. But that's, to me, the range. 50 to 80 million views is what I'll put it at.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's just – it's –
If anybody has bad news to release tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so like if the NFL wants to announce Rasheed Rice's suspension, the Chiefs would love that.
You going to watch it live?
I don't know about live. No, I'll watch it
tomorrow.
Is it
7? I thought it was 6.
Is it 7 Eastern?
No, it might be 6. I don't know. I don't remember which.
Live, I don't know. No, I will watch it tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm like, oh my gosh, got to watch. I'll watch it tomorrow night.
Honestly, just having her on the podcast alone. They've been doing the podcast for a long time. They've been together for years now. She's never come on as a guest. People have predicted other times she might come on. You're like, okay, I get it, right? You don't want to – but he's appeared on stage.
Yeah.
So, like, why can't she be a part of his work? And she chose – like, I wonder if they played this the long game anyway. She chose for the first appearance to let it be
genius.
Her
She's
releasing.
A very smart marketer.
Well, it's not just – it's like she could have announced it anywhere. And it would have been incredibly
popular.
I know,
but they're a thing, though.
But
so it's
yeah,
not like it's not just a solo thing anymore. They are
they're a power couple.
Yeah, I mean this is something that's benefiting both of them.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's just so crazy to me when you see that stuff last night. You see all the Taylor Swift fans kind of losing their mind for it. You're like, okay, I'm sure it'll have a couple of hits on it. There's no doubt about that.
Oh,
she's a very popular.
Did
artist.
You see last night? Now that you can just
my
go,
daughter didn't ask to like order the album or anything.
The
yet,
vinyl, you know? So you can just go to the site now and pre-order it, no problem. But last night when it first dropped, if you went there was a 75-minute wait on the queue
to
pre-order the vinyl. Last night.
You got any big Taylor Swift fans in your life? Your sisters?
There's
a big.
They haven't gone to a concert of hers, but they like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, though, like other than the weird football dudes that get freak out when she's on camera and get triggered for some weird reason, I don't know who doesn't acknowledge the talent of Taylor Swift and hasn't enjoyed a song or two of hers ever. I don't care who you are.
I mean,
I'm not saying you have to go nuts and have friendship bracelets on and go to concerts, but like
you can do that too.
Sure, but you're asking just who is fans. I'm just saying, like in general, who's not somewhat of a fan of hers.
No, I mean, I think that there are probably people. There's people that are like, I don't understand, in the normal fanfare stuff. I think that there's a lot of people probably laying in your category, which is like, yes, she has some popular songs, and if given a ticket, I would go to her show. But you're probably not also, yeah, making 400 friendship bracelets and doing that. Although, if she makes a new Eras tour, we had an idea on this show that I still think would be very, very good.
She's got a new album. She's probably going to have a new world tour in like within 5 years, don't you
think?
Okay,
great. Well, if we're still doing this show and you're still available, we're having a conversation about what it is.
We've talked about the idea on the
show.
Yeah,
I have. We wanted to. We approached it too late.
Can we get back to sports, please, Cody? Please, someone's very upset with you right now on the text line. Get back to sports, man. How dare you talk about anything other than sports for 4 minutes, you know, talking about, by the way, the tight end of the Kansas City Chiefs in his podcast is sports. But anyway.
I'll get back to that in a minute. I will not be peer pressured by the text line.
But no, Cody, you have to.
But we approached it too late. But we had an idea where we would get a ticket, a plus one, to go with Alex Gould to a Taylor Swift concert, and all you had to do was show up in the parking lot to speed date him. So, like, a line of women, a line of people who would get 30 to 60 seconds to make their case for why they should go to the Taylor Swift concert with Alex, and then we would eventually choose a winner on the air, which I think would have been a lot of fun. I also think the line would have been
amount of people,
crazy.
The amount of people, that would have been quite the scene. Would have been quite the scene.
Going out here breaking hearts.
Oh, man, it would have been incredible.
I told Cody, though. Cody didn't understand, though. I said there has to be – well, there has to be an age range is what I tried to explain to Cody.
Well, yeah.
21 or older because you have to have contest rules.
It's got
to
be 21 or older, but also it's got – like
I don't think we're allowed legally
to limit.
But that's what I'm saying. I think a 90-year-old – you could say that you got a low chance, but I think you got to let the 90-year-old lady make her case.
Yeah, I think we would have some people doing some wild things in the quick 30-second speed date.
Doing what? Like creating a song?
Just
– great.
No, I think there would be people trying to like flash the cameras. I think it could turn into a mess.
Oh man,
You're assuming the worst in people, Cole. You're the most.
For Taylor Swift tickets, people will do a lot of things.
He's at a lot of things. It's getting bleak in here.
Gold, I'm going to be honest, and I think Cody might agree with this as well as the text line. If a 90-year-old did show up, you have to take her. You have to take her to the concert.
I don't think you have a choice. I think you give everyone a fair chance.
If a 90-year-old shows up and wants to go see Taylor Swift, you take the 90-year-old to go see Taylor Swift. You just do it.
We talked about this. We talked about this, too, because Alex was like, well, should it only be women? I said, no, we can't discriminate based on sex, because I said, you got to think about this from this perspective. Going to a Taylor Swift concert, as, let's say, a single man made his case for why he should be your plus one, that's got to be one of the better.
I'm not taking a dude with me to go to the
Taylor Swift concert. That has got to be one of the better places to be single, looking for someone on the planet.
Right, but why would I take another guy with me to a Taylor Swift concert?
He's agreeing to wingman for you.
Yeah,
there's more. That's instead of taking one person, you could take. There are many people around you who could be available, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that person could help out. I'm saying don't limit your options.
That's text line thinks Tony Dungy's listening to our show based on the text. That's probably true. That's a good call. Remember, Tony Dungy was very upset that the NFL has been promoting Taylor Swift.
I kind of forgot
very upset.
That. He's being a cranky old man. Fair enough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.